Bedheads. Oh my goodness. You ever have unnecessary drama? I went out with my man. He took the knot out of my neck. Just hand massages, guys. And now this drama is putting it right back. I gave this person a couple of days. You know, they're not used to my new relationship with my man. They were getting on my nerves over it. They were getting on my nerves over it because it's like, why are you acting like this? You should be happy for me. I'd be happy for you. I don't understand. Anyway, they have some big argument. They call me. I've already gotten out everything I needed to say to my therapist. I said I was just going to do things differently than before. They call me, talk to me. I say, okay. My mother always says when she's mad at me, if you don't have anything to say, just say okay. Don't give me a whole bunch of lip. Just say okay. A person told me how they felt, told me how my actions made them feel. I said, okay. Okay wasn't good enough for them. They wanted drama to ensue. I even called them about some assignments and said, oh, we should get these assignments done. Classes are winding down. They want to talk about our friendship. I said, well, let things happen naturally. I'm not gonna make any promises because I don't know. They take it upon themselves after I go to sleep to tell me that waiting for nature to take its course is just torturing them because they know it's gonna end without a friend. No one told them this. This is what they came up to on their own. And I am over it. I'm over it because I'm tired. I'm tired. And I'm too grown for this mess. I'm too grown for it. I mean, if I say let nature take its course, we're probably going to be friends, probably just not the way we were. At first, like, you got your life, I got my life, and we'll meet in the middle. But now with your drama, it's like you're doing too much. And I don't really care to investigate any further the way you're acting. I don't have to make a decision. I guess they don't understand that. But I'm sick of it. I really am. These are my true thoughts, bedheads, and this is why I recorded it. Mwah, I love you. I tell you, some friends just like really know you, because I talked to my friend of 10 years, aka my sister. Of course, she was not surprised that me and that crazy girl were no longer friends. She's like, even in the beginning, like you guys just were not the same friend type. Like y'all weren't compatible friend-wise. Because even in the beginning, when you wanted your space and she kept wanting to hang out every time and you were getting annoyed because you're like, why can't she leave me alone? And it's like, she's just a needy person. And so it became to a halt because you got a boyfriend, and now she is very needy, very dependent, and you're splitting your time. So it was bound to happen. It just happened like in a crazier way than expected. And it's just funny because she already knew, but I guess I had to find out for myself. And I wish that person nothing more than the best. I feel like they have more maturing to do, more growing to do, and they have to be okay with being by themselves and being content. I feel like a lot of people on this earth, they hop from relationship to relationship because the truth is they don't like to be alone. Like, I'm an Aries. We don't like to be alone. But you have to learn how to be alone. That's why the Lord sent a comforter. And I know I don't talk Christianity a lot, but the Lord sent a comforter so that we are never alone, even when we are alone. And it goes to show, if you're unable to be by yourself, why not? Why can't you be content by yourself? What do you need to work on so that you can have that alone time and be all right? With social media, it's just hard for some people to unplug. And it's like important to learn now that we're young, because once we get into relationships, it's important to make sure that we love our partner, we can be with our partner, but we can give our partner space. We don't have to depend on what our partner's doing. We can have our own life. And that's important. So I just believe that I want her to get to the point where she can be by herself and know how to be a better friend without being a clingy friend all the time. Like, it's just a lot of things that I always complained about, and it all came to a head. And it's unfortunate, but it happens. And like, I'm just such a caring person that sometimes I give myself too much to a person and then pull away. I don't know how, but I just like my space. I don't like to go over people's houses. I like to sleep in my bed. I want to go to my bed. And that's just how I am. And I don't want anyone in my bed either. That's my right. I really need to stop yawning on this podcast. Anyway, something that I've been working on since I am in love. Since I'm in love, I've been working on using my feminine, or leaning towards my feminine energy. Some might say feminine intuition, whatever. The point is, I need to talk more and use my knowledge as a woman to get things accomplished. And I'm trying to, in so many words, take the bass out of my voice. I can be a very opinionated woman. And I'm learning to, like, it's okay to take a back seat. I don't always have to make the choice. I don't always have to take the lead. And I'm glad that I have that, because I can relax. Like, it's hard being the leader 24/7. You want someone else to make the choice, someone else to make the decisions. And I like being in a relationship because I can take a back seat sometimes. Like, sure, I do what I want to do. He does what he wants to do. And we find common ground. But I like when he says, hey, babe, let's go here. Or I want to try this. Like, it's nice because in every aspect of my life, I'm always making a choice, I feel like. Everyone's always asking, what do you want to do? What do you think? And I find someone like Kareem who can make a choice and be like, oh, like, that's the choice he made, and he doesn't waver, and I appreciate that. So I've just really enjoyed it. Like, it's been a week since I seen him. We've gone absolutely crazy. But it's good. We need this break. It's just like bring us closer together in love. Actually, today is our 2-month anniversary of swiping on Bumble. So that's exciting that it's been 2 months. And I just, we have such a great time together. I'm just like, he's so there for me, and I really try to be there for him, but also maintain our own lives. He's got his own life, I've got my own life, and I've got to work on not being so caught up. Like, when I'm in love, okay? I'm just like waking up to love, going to sleep to love, 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 love all the time. And I don't lose myself. I'm just like in love that I'm in love. And so, like, I've got other things I need to do. But it's just like love is such a great thing to think about. It just warms your heart. And if something's going wrong in your life, you could turn to that and be like, I'm so glad I have this person. And you can be like, I'm so glad I have someone that I can talk to, and they can talk to me, and we can work together to get things accomplished. And like, he has ideas that I may not have, and I can have ideas that he doesn't have. And I just really enjoy that. We have yet to have any arguments. But it's like, we're so much alike. It's crazy. I could say something, and he's like, I was just about to say that. Or he could say something, and I was thinking it too. But, you know, we are working through communication, because we are, although we're in sync, we are two different human, having a different human experience, as Ayana likes to say. And we have to make sure that our human experience is matching up, per se. Like, I don't think he's thinking stuff. And instead of just thinking that he's thinking these things, I can come to him and say, are you thinking this? Or am I just overthinking? So we're just working on communication. And I just feel great about the direction we're headed. And so love is great. School is, I don't know how school is. Yeah. I'm trying to get these projects done. I'm just tired. I'm ready for Thanksgiving. I'm ready to eat. I'm ready to cook. I'm ready for the turkey. My mouth is just watering, because every time I scroll down Instagram, people are already eating turkey breast. And I'm like, dang, y'all. But we're almost there. What is it, like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? So like 2 more days or so, and I will be smelling turkey all through my house. And I'm just so excited about that. It's going to be so good. And I think I want to try this new mac and cheese recipe I found on YouTube. Like, I don't cook like that. Like, after the turkey, that's it. I make everything else as sides. Everything else is like a box. So I'm going to try to make mac and cheese from scratch. I'll tell you guys how that goes if I remember. But I'm super excited. And I'm just really doing internal work. Last week was a very hard emotional week for me. A lot of things were going on in the family. And it was just taking an emotional toll on me. And I just really want this week to be better. I'm tired of waking up feeling the way that I feel about my situation. I just want everyone to either get along or leave everyone else alone. Like, if y'all don't agree, then leave people alone. And don't talk about them, just leave them alone. That's how I feel. That's why it's so great to have a loved one, because you could just talk to them. But I try not to talk too much. Mental health is important, so I talk to my therapist, who can really help me get through my thoughts, because although it's great to talk to your loved one, you don't want to burden them. They're going through their own things in life, so I'm just like, I don't want to overwhelm them. And that's what something I'm working on, but I'm excited for Thanksgiving. Yesterday was my dad's heavenly birthday. Nothing too exciting. I mean, it was, but it wasn't. I mean, he's in heaven, so he's always celebrating. That's how I see it. Anyway, guys, I just let you get an update and spilling out my views on love and what happens in friendship sometimes. And just excited for Thanksgiving. I want to know, what are y'all cooking? All y'all cooking. And please social distance. Don't act too crazy. I know some of y'all got big ass families. Y'all need to stay with your nuclear family, okay? And do like a Zoomsgiving. Keep your grandma safe. Bye. Ooh, bedheads, I'm telling you. Being in love is something that I'm good at. I just love Kareem, and Kareem just loves me. I hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving, a safe Thanksgiving, and just be with ones who love you, don't stress you. May God bless you. I love y'all. Mwah. Till next time. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Ketta's Bedhead. I hope you enjoyed yourself. If you did, I got great news for you. I created a new IG account at Ketta's Bedhead Pod. That's Q-U-E-T-T-A-S BEDHEADPOD. I know that's a mouthful. Anyway, head over there so you can leave your comments, ideas, opinions on what I said. And if you want to get real personal, DM me and I will reply. Also, if you're looking for a platform to advertise, I'm your girl. Head over there and check out my prices, and then we can talk and create, and you can get new ways of exposure, because you know, help you, help me, help a friend. All right, thank you so much.